702.
Bruce is on Twitter at Bruce Business.
When your back's against the wall and you're under huge pressure, rule number one of trying to land your big idea is to stay calm under fire. And it's an incredibly hard thing to do. Unfortunately, not something that the acting CEO of SA Tourism was able to do today. He got really cross at suggestions of impropriety and that the country's tourism marketing body was foolish in looking to spend nearly R1 billion on marketing the country as a tourism destination via a proposed, planned and likely almost done deal of a sponsorship with Tottenham Hotspur. And we are going to look at this again tomorrow from a valuation point of view. But let's get a perspective this evening from Chifiwa Chivengwa, the chief executive of the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. And Chifiwa, I'm told that you're not a happy person about this proposed sponsorship of Spurs. Why not?
No, absolutely. We are not happy about it. It equates to taking almost one third of the budget over a period of 3 years and putting it into one project, and the project that we are not sure if it's going to yield, you know, any results. So therefore, if we look at the tourism recovery strategy, and we look at what the South African tourism even said about the 21 million tourists by 2030, that growth is not going to come from traditional markets. Of course, we need to defend our traditional markets and make sure that they grow, in a percentage that's reasonable. But the large amount of tourists that are going to be coming into this country should be coming from China and India. That's where we're going to see a huge growth. China is the largest travel market, and we should be looking at something that we can do to stimulate demand in that particular market as well as India. So to go and sponsor an English Premier team with the hope that the fans are going to consider coming to South Africa, I think that at this time, it may not be a good idea on the basis of what we need to achieve in terms of the 21 million tourists by 2030.
Historically, we've had very strong ties with the United Kingdom. There is no shortage of knowledge of South Africa as a tourism destination in the United Kingdom. One or two, maybe 1,000, maybe 5,000, maybe 10,000. I don't know how many Tottenham Hotspurs fans may be tempted to go to the Visit South Africa website to see whether or not it's worth it, and then a tinier proportion of those might actually visit. The question, I suppose, is the reach of the Premiership generally, rather than just the sponsorship of a sleeve of a football shirt, the social media content that is going to be created and generated and run as part of a campaign will have digital reach. There are some arguments to say that this is perhaps a good spend of tourism investment. Why would you say that it's not going to have the reach, and what would work better in your view?
Well, if you look at Europe and the UK market, and you look at the work that has been done over many years to ensure that those markets become source markets for South Africa, and in fact, even in those markets, we're still doing very little in terms of the numbers that we receive. For example, if you look into the UK, we get around 430,000, pre-COVID. Tourists coming to South Africa. Almost half of those tourists are repeat travelers. So we are not short of awareness in the UK. What we need to do in UK and Europe is to figure out how do we convert awareness into an actual booking? What are the things that we need to do to make sure that we convert? Not necessarily create even more awareness. So that part. And in other markets, we need to create awareness. And I'm not saying a big bang approach is not useful. It may be useful, but in other markets that will require growth and where we need to build, awareness in a way that people will then say, I need to look at South Africa and see if I can travel there. At the moment, the places where the soccer is watched, including Africa, they know South Africa. They know who we are. Many of them come into South Africa. Some of them are even, coming to work here. So we need to find new markets, and we've define those new markets when we put the tourism growth strategy. And those new markets are those two that I've mentioned, China and India, where we need to do more work in terms of connectivity, air connectivity, and many other things to make sure that people can come to this country, including e-visas.
Look, I mean, the visa regime, our administration around allowing people in is, I mean, there is so much to fix, Chifiwa. And lots of people saying, well, the South Africa's football leagues could use the money. Well, it's not football money, it's advertising money for tourism. Well, you can't invite tourists if there are potholes, lots of crime and no electricity. Well, this money's not going to go absolutely nowhere to dealing with those problems. You're not arguing that we shouldn't be promoting South Africa. You're just saying we should be doing it in a smarter, more nimble and perhaps more savvy fashion.
Now, absolutely. We need to find unique ways to convert people to, so that they can come into South Africa. And while we're doing that, we cannot neglect the problems that we have in the country. If you look at, I was listening to you during the week, you know, Shoprite, I think it's Shoprite, that spent 560 million rand on diesel. You can imagine how much money was spent as a hospitality and tourism industry on buying diesel. So we have a challenge there where many small businesses are closing and people are losing their jobs. Some of the things we could have done is to say, let's take a proportion of this amount and see how we can assist the industry to make sure that, you know, there's diesel, there's things that are needed so that when the tourists come here or the tourists that are already in the country are able, you know, to get some light and we're able to cook food and so many other things that we need to do as an industry. So we've got to balance these things to make sure that, you know, yes, we have to market, we need to get people here, we need to defend our position, but we also have challenges on the ground that prevents us from fulfilling what we promise the tourists when we market.
Well, sports marketing is one way of doing it. I mean, I'm told China's got the biggest audience for the EPL in the world at 300 million. India's the second biggest at 147 million. This money does reach those markets. Maybe it is the most efficient way of doing it, and maybe it is novel, and maybe it will draw attention. Is it the price tag that upsets you, or is it just the principle of supporting Tottenham? You're actually an Arsenal fan or a Manchester United fan or something in your spare time, Chiyo.
Now, look, we have to look at it from the budget point of view. And we need to make sure that when we look at it, we ensure that, you know, the budget that we're spending are spent at the right places. If you look at India, the sport that's quite popular is it's cricket. So we could do
quite
something
popular. It's not quite popular. Much. It's the third religion, I think. Maybe it's the first religion. But yeah, okay. So I mean, there are other ways of doing it, I think, is the point that Chifiwa Chivengwa is making, Chief Executive at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa.